Public sector outsourcing disaster fund guru Neil Woodford announced at the beginning of the month that he was suspending his flagship portfolio of funds, i.e. banning withdrawals by investors. With an estimated value of nearly £10.2 billion, the Woodford Equity Income Fund experienced serious turbulence trading as public sector outsourcing contractor Kier announced a profit warning which saw its shares lose 41% of their value. Among the fund's investors redeeming their investment, making a run on the fund, was Kent County Council, seeking its £250 million stake. KCC and other local authorities invest in funds like Woodford's as part of their local government pension scheme mixtures. This means that the very local authorities which send public services out to tender have been gambling the success of their pension fund performances on the very privateers marauding jobs and services from councils. Kier, like other entities among the Blairites' private-public partnership racket, appears to be running on borrowed time and lots of public money. Labour and Conservative councils are equally responsible for feeding the private sector leviathan, failing to bring services back in-house. The twisted irony is that this time local authority workers may be punished twice, firstly by having their employment transferred to the failing privateers, and now by potentially taking massive hits to their pension pots, because reckless councils twice bet on the private sector to deliver instead of providing quality services themselves. William Jarrett, North Tyneside Socialist Party Woodford is reportedly still making up to £100,000 a day charging trapped investors management fees, editors,